This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Katarina Sestarek. Missouri's House Speaker now has a set of recommendations on how to downsize state government. Marshall Griffin says it was compiled by a committee of lawmakers this summer and fall.
Committee Chair Paul Kirkman of Franklin County says his primary recommendation is to give the state auditor's office the authority to conduct comparative audits.
If there's one agency or bureaucracy that's doing something that's very cost efficient and saving taxpayers' dollars, we also want to make sure that other agencies or bureaucracies also are applying the same method.
Kirkman says the state of Washington saved around $1 billion over a five-year period by using comparative audits. Other recommendations include examining the management of state-owned vehicles and the bidding process for state contracts. The 2014 legislative session begins in just over 2 months. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
The Federal Aviation Administration announced Thursday that it would allow the use of portable electronic devices on flights during takeoff and landing, such as Kindles and iPads. U.S. Senator from Missouri Claire McCaskill has been pushing the charge to loosen the restrictions because she says it's an inconvenience to travelers and consumers. McCaskill, a Democrat who is the chairman of the Senate Subcommittee on Consumer Protection, says it's not smart to have rules and restrictions that did not make any sense to the general public. She has been talking with the FAA for more than a year on the issue. Communications Director John LeBombard says that the previous strict regulations were the results of unelected officials and their influence, something not uncommon in Washington.
Something that happens in Washington too often, in her opinion, is unelected bureaucrats are issuing rules and regulations that might not go widely noticed, but might be hampering consumers, might be hampering travelers, and might even be interfering with job and business opportunities in Missouri.
According to her office, once the announcement was released, multiple airline companies such as Delta and JetBlue have already announced policy changes that they would be making in the coming days. Columbia Public Schools broke ground Wednesday on a new elementary school near Battle High School. KBIA's Colin Hope has more.
The groundbreaking and ribbon-cutting ceremonies kicked off the construction of the $19 million elementary school meant for 450 children. School district officials say the school can expand with the growing community. The school is set to open for the 2015-2016 academic year. Columbia Public Schools Assistant Superintendent Peter Stiebelman says the new school will help alleviate overflow problems.
So we are now in the process of building elementary schools, and it couldn't come at a better time. We've got a great superintendent who's really worked hard to have the community understand that we've got lots of mobile classrooms, and we've got a lot of over-enrollment in a lot of our schools, and this is our ability to really meet the needs of kids.
Stiebelman says the proximity between the new school and Battle High School will be beneficial for the schools and the community. He anticipates activities between the two, such as child development classes. Battle High School is also upgrading with a bigger and improved gym. Stiebelman says once the projects are completed, they will serve as a gathering space for the community. The construction funds come from a $120 million bond issue from April 2010. Columbia Public Schools Superintendent Chris Belcher says the construction comes at an opportune time.
As with this project, we like with Battle, we're in the middle of a slow economy, so the interest rates are depressed. So when we sell our bonds to fund this, we're selling them at very low rates, which means more money goes into projects.
The name for the new school has not been chosen yet. A naming committee will meet for a final time on November 7th and then present its top two names to the Board of Education for selection. Colin Hope, KBIA News.
A Missouri Senate leader has put forth a new, pared-back proposal dealing with the enforcement of federal gun control laws. Senate Majority Leader Ron Richard released a draft Thursday of proposed legislation for the 2014 session seeking to nullify federal gun control laws that infringe on Second Amendment rights. The new proposal comes about 6 weeks after Richard and Senate President Pro Tem Tom Dempsey voted against an attempted veto override of a bill addressing the same subject because of concerns about its constitutionality. Unlike the original bill, the new proposal would not subject federal authorities to state misdemeanor charges for trying to enforce certain federal gun control laws. It also eliminates a provision that could have resulted in charges against journalists for publishing the names of gun owners. A review of the Callaway County Circuit Court has revealed more than $11,000 could be unaccounted for with 60 questionable transactions beginning in January 2011. KBIA's Billy Grayson reports.
Callaway County Circuit Clerk Judy Gorner says the discovery of the questionable transactions occurred in a routine budget review by the Missouri Office of State Court Administrations in January of 2011.
And when they came in September, they discovered that, you know, what they thought was fraud, and they notified me immediately. And as soon as I was made aware of it, I contacted law enforcement, and the presiding judge of our circuit.
The presiding judge at the time was Judge Gary Oxenhandler, who then contacted the Missouri State Auditor's Office. Deputy State Auditor Harry Otto says a former clerk involved in the transactions has been terminated, but may be responsible for more than $11,000 that are missing. Randolph County Prosecutor Mike Fusselman, the special prosecutor in the case, says he has received information from the state about one individual.
I have received information on one particular individual, and so my investigation at this stage, or rather my evaluation of the case, will be with respect to the individual that was referred to me.
Fusselman says he'll be reviewing the audit report more in depth over the next week. Billy Grayson, KBIA News.
For KBIA News, I'm Katerina Sestarek.